Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 88, Episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially, off the top, fuck Coke Industries and fuck Fox News. It's Monday, June 24th, 2019. My name's Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jerk in a Cob, a.k.a. I Jack Boner. Those are some anagrams. Courtesy of somebody whose name I failed to write down, but I'll get him later. And I'm thrilled to be joined by my lovely and hilarious and talented guest co-host, Lacey Mosley.
Hey! Okay, I came prepared this time because Jack flamed me. I wrote this AKA. Here I go. Oh, I'm gonna take my scam to the old town road. I'm gonna con till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my scam to the old town road. I'm gonna con till I can't no more. I got your social in my bag, your credit card to max. I got so many wigs and fake addresses, you'll never find my ass. Should time that one better out. Can't nobody catch me, no way. All the warrants are in your name. Woo! There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Damn. Little insight into your methods, too. Wigs, putting
fake
the warrants
addresses
in our name.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess.
Yes,
what's up,
yes.
Y'all?
What's up? It's good to have you back.
Yes.
I appreciate the effort and the execution. You nailed it.
Thank you so much, Jack. I do this for your approval.
I know. Thank you. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and talented Tiff Stevenson.
Yes. Hi.
What's up? Welcome back.
Thanks. I didn't prepare anything like that. I was just blown away by it. I was like, yep.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say hi and it will be so anticlimactic.
No.
But
it's
thank
great.
You for having me back.
Your accent is enough of a pleasant surprise, I'm sure, for the listener.
I'm sure that there are some people out there who are Anglophiles who are semi-erect right now.
All right, Tiff, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about today, such as an update on The Bachelorette. Something happened with a gentleman by the name of Jed Wyatt. And we're going to bring in super producer Anna Hosnier to talk about that. We have a new inductee to the 100 Billionaire Club. And, you know, we always like to keep our eye on the prize, on where we want to be, right? We all want to be 100 billionaires here and in America. We're going to check in with our recurring segment, Is the DR Canceled? We're going to talk about the fact
I told you it was coming back.
Elaine Chao, who is Mitch McConnell's wife and the new Scott Pruitt. We're going to talk about the Beatles because they're these guys are back in the news. The Beatles, have you heard about these guys?
I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they have a new movie. They don't have a new movie coming out, but there's a new movie about their music coming out called Yesterday that Lacey has seen. She got a sneak preview. So
Scam.
And we're going to talk about Trump's star on the Walk of Fame and just stars on the Walk of Fame in general, what the Walk of Fame is, why we shouldn't give a shit about that. But first, Tiff, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that is revealing?
Oh, okay. Revealing from my search history since I've been here, because I've seen it a few times, and my fiance, Woo! My fiance is also in
How
the studio.
How French and yeah. fancy.
Yes, we got engaged at Christmas. So.
Oh, congratulations, yeah, you two.
He'll be excited when he finds out as well. He's wearing a t-shirt with the foot sign from Silver Lake. Oh. And so I was searching the history of the foot sign in Silver Lake because I've seen it every time I've been to LA. And it's the happy foot and sad foot, and one of the feet is on crutches.
Yeah.
It's all kind of a bit bizarre because the feet have got hands and feet attached to the actual feet.
Yeah.
But it's from a shop called YQ in Los Feliz, and every time I go, I buy some t-shirts from there because they do. He's modeling it.
He's modeling it so well.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, look at that turn.
Yes, turn to the... Okay. Sanjay.
It's a cartoon drawing of a happy foot that looks to be giving the thumbs up. Like, yeah. And then the other foot, you described it as sad foot, but it seems like it's yawning. And on it's crutches with a bandage.
A broken
thumb toe.
Thumb toe.
This is the first time I've seen this.
I've never seen it either.
Is this an LA staple?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a staple of the eastern regions of Los Angeles, apparently, because Anna Hosnier is looking at Lacey and I like we are idiots.
Oh, it's great.
I live in East Hollywood. I've never seen this.
It spins around. Yeah, so you get the happy or the sad. Wow. Which I think is probably for people who live over that way, a sign of like, is it going to be a good day, bad day? It's like seeing magpies. Do you have the magpie thing here? Mm-mm. Oh, in the UK, we have a thing where if you see one magpie, it's bad luck. But if you see two, it's good luck.
Is that like a horse poop?
A magpie. Yes.
It's a bird. I don't know what you call them here. It's a black and white bird.
They're called magpies.
Lacey's
just not a bird watcher.
So if you see one, it's like it's one for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy. I don't even know. It's just a stupid rhyme. Right. Like in the UK, everything has to rhyme for no fucking apparent reason. Anyway, so yes, it's I think people view it like, are you seeing the happy foot or the sad foot? Which one are you going to see? And I like to take kind of messages from machines and signs and stuff. I'm a bit like Steve Martin in LA Story, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I take my... And the tube at
Your
home...
Your cues.
We have a little... You have an Oyster card where you tap your card and sometimes it will say incomplete journey. And I feel like that's spiritual advice rather than financial. Yeah.
Does that mean like you're going to die?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You're not going to make it to where your life was supposed to end. It's going to be cut short today.
Yeah, I wouldn't want the MTA giving me their
What does it say on there when you tap yours?
Fuck you. I don't know. It's like the MTA is horrible. So there's no words on those Metro cards when you swipe.
Yeah, it just tells you how much money you have.
Yeah, it's all about money. It's just like, you need to give us more money.
Yeah. You are not rich enough.
Right.
That's basically what we take from it. Yeah, I do. I used to do a thing where I would put my phone or iPod even back in the day on shuffle, and I would be like, I wouldn't let myself skip songs. I would be like, whatever the journey is that my iPod shuffle takes me on, that is like how I'm supposed to be feeling at that moment.
That's very revealing about your personality.
Yes, exactly.
It's like a magic eight ball, but with iTunes.
Yeah. So I like that, taking cues from technology.
Well, yours would be, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. So I guess it would be rage.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, you did give me an idea with those magpies, though, and everybody else out there. If you guys are still doing those gender reveals, release some birds.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Fun. Three for a girl, four for a boy. Yeah. I'm going to encourage that problematic party just because I like parties. More parties.
What is something you think is underrated?
Oh, okay. Underrated. Changing your mind.
Underrated is changing your mind.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think we're sort of very glued to our opinions these days. And politically, especially, we punish politicians for changing their minds because you call it flip-flopping here, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yes. You call it flip-flopping. In Australia, they call it thonging.
Thonging?
Ooh, thonging.
Oh, well, that's just a stupid joke about joke the fact about, that Australians call flip-flops thongs.
Oh, that's fun.
But I like the idea that they would have Cisco going around to politicians.
Right.
But I think when information changes, your ideas should change.
Yeah.
So
so let's give Donald Trump a chance, right?
Yeah, I mean, but you know what I mean? Like in terms of like strong ideas loosely held, I think is the idiom that's said quite often, so that you can be passionate and committed to causes and beliefs, but you have to hold on to them loosely. If you learn new information or something changes, to not be so glued. Like in the 2000s, I bought a Maroon 5 album.
Yeah.
Do I stand by that now? No, I don't. I think Adam Levine is a cock knocker. Is that, am I allowed to say that on here? Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, whatever curse word.
Yeah, with I've never shit heard that. Sailor tats in place of a personality.
Right.
So
this is the first time I'm hearing cock knocker, and I'm picturing somebody like, you know how like people who crack safes will like knock on it and like listen? That's what I'm picturing. Somebody
that sounds
doing
like a good
to
a image.
Cock. Yeah.
To a cock.
Oh. Yeah, just like at someone's cock, just like knocking on it and like putting their ear up to it. That's probably not what it means.
Yeah, because I mean, you say twat, we say twat. So, you know, we have our curse words are very,
right.
Yeah. Very different. I guess what I'm saying is don't get married to an idea. Like I want to date some ideas, possibly cohabit for a while, then ghost them completely.
Uh-huh. Like, okay.
Yeah. I think that's
this
smart.
Imagery is very promising, I'm sure, for your fiance who's in the room. Like, don't get act like you're gonna marry.
I'm gonna get engaged
the idea.
To ideas and then bring my ideas to a podcast and then have my ideas sit here and
distract them and then yeah. No, I think that's just generally good philosophical advice.
Truly. I wish there was a way to publicize that more. The issue with politicians is they'll change their opinions but then lie and say that this was always their opinion. And I wonder why no one uses that to shut things down. Like, I got more information and I changed my mind and more people should do that. Yeah. What a flex. Mm. Instead of just being like, no, I didn't say that in 2002 and then we roll the tape back. Like, what? Yeah. I don't know why deny became like the biggest thing. I mean, it works for scams. It does. If you deny something long enough, you can change the whole narrative of truth.
Right.
Truth is an illusion.
Well, I think if people feel trapped by being able to not make a mistake, I guess.
Right.
Whereas when you actually go, oh, yeah, I feel completely differently about this now. I'm sorry. I've learned something and that was a bad thought or idea or like, you know.
Yeah, I think admitting you've changed your mind based on new information is like an empowering thing because so many people, like our whole media complex is different people acting. Like even if they don't say, I never held that belief, they say whatever they're thinking now as if
it was what
this
we always thought.
This is the obvious thing that they've always thought that way. So yeah, I think just being like, yeah, no, I've changed my mind. I used to say that and now I say this different thing. What is something you think is overrated?
The royal family.
Oh, come
damn,
on.
Damn, those are your people.
Right. They're not my people. They're the privileged people. They're not my people. Uh-huh. I guess I think inherited wealth. I think inherited wealth is hugely overrated. And that's kind of almost like why I like American culture to a certain degree, because you have the hustle here.
Right.
Like that's where you got Cardi B, right? So in America, you can be a stripper and then be a Grammy winner. And in the UK, that would just never happen. It just too much entrenched classism. So the money is passed around the same circles where I guess you have the American dream, you have the hustle, anyone can do a thing. And the royal family are just like sat on top of piles of money that have gone through generation. And then they get more from us. And also the Queen's face can be on some plates and mugs. Mm-hmm. I think the reverse is true, though. She actually has plates and cups with pictures of normal people on them.
Like, that's what she eats off of?
Yeah. People just, on their holidays in like the Canary Islands or Mexico or whatever.
He's a tax accountant. I think America is really good at branding itself as the thing, as the land of opportunity where people can change, and like the amount of money or the class that you die in is mostly proscribed by the class you're born into in America. It's just, we don't like to talk about that.
Yeah, right. We have the brand really strong. And then also we don't like to talk about the part of like most people, and not all, but a lot of, especially in entertainment, like artists and rappers and stuff who did change classes like that. They had to do a lot of crazy shit. And then a lot of cases, crimes. Okay. Right. And then that's not to say that like white collar criminals don't exist. They exist and they are very prevalent. We just kind of like have a better way of looking at that stuff. So it doesn't seem as the same as like, oh, I took, you know, all the money out of this dude's wallet, like Cardi B used to talk about how she used to do when she was stripping. Yeah. It's the same thing to like rip off people, you know, even if you're in a suit and you're at a bank.
Of course,
you know?
Yeah, right. People think a suit brings respectability when it doesn't at all.
Yeah.
I guess it feels more self-made here because, I don't know, like the Queen had a Christmas when she did her speech, she did it next to a gold piano. People were like, in like times of like real financial austerity and everything else, is it a good idea for the Queen to be doing this speech?
A gold piano.
Solid gold piano. And they're like, well, she inherited it, so it's fine. And you're like, people are sleeping on the streets. It's not fine. Let's stop playing the it's fine game.
No, she cried. She just wiped her tears with money.
Yeah. Right.
So, and then Piers Morgan defended it, kind of going, what do you expect? You want the Queen in front of a gold piano. But in like two tweets earlier, he'd criticized Kris Jenner for having a handbag that said something on it like filthy rich or something. And he was like, this is disgusting. And you're like, now you're making me defend the Kardashians, which is unacceptable.
Yes.
I never want to be that person. But I'm like, why is it not okay for her to have made her own money and be flashing it around, kind of going, look how much I have. It's not okay for Kris Kardashian, but it's okay for the Queen. Why?
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
At least Kris like made hers by selling her daughter's sex tapes or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
Like that's what I mean. Don't make me defend that. But the point is, what's the difference?
She's a great American. I mean, by the terms of, you know, self-made and, you know, working outside of the system to, you know, come up.
Mummager. It's even that's a new phrase that kind of sounds like dowager was an old phrase, wasn't it, for someone who had like a dowry to give, like who wanted to get married. Yeah. She's a mummager. It almost comes from that old, like, kind of class.
Right. Yeah.
It sounds like it could be from the old system.
Yeah. That is interesting, though, that the idea of the Queen giving a speech in front of a golden piano is defended as, but she inherited it, so that's okay. Whereas, like, that is the ultimate thing that, like, Americans would not admit to, is, like, having inherited their wealth. Like, Trump was a multi-multi-millionaire by the time he was 5 years old, but he claims to be a self-made man.
Because, like, he got a loan.
Right.
For millions of dollars.
Yeah. But,
you know, million-dollar loans. Right. You get those, right?
You never have to pay back. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't call it a loan if you don't return. Yeah, I want to see if he paid it back.
Oh, he never paid it back. Yeah. I'm sure in some way he thinks that he did. But
so loaning is even a brand.
Right.
You're like, yeah, my parents loaned me. No, they gave it to you. A loan has to be paid back.
Yeah.
Finally, what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
That men can't compliment women anymore.
Mm.
I sort of keep hearing this now in the light of kind of Me Too, that it's like, you can't even compliment a woman anymore. And I say, you can, you just may not get the response you want.
Right.
Like, you've always been able to. Oh, the caveat to that also is, like, if it's shouted from the top of a building.
Right.
Or out of a moving car, if, like, the Doppler effect applies to it.
Yeah.
Like, nice tits. Like, that kind of that. Right, then it's...
That's a compliment.
Right.
Yeah, I yelled it to you at 8 a.m.
Right.
Yeah, that's when it tips into, like, sort of street harassment, right?
Right.
So there's... But you can still pay compliments, but we're hearing a lot now, like, we just can't even talk to women. And we're like, yeah, you can. Just, you're going to be called out if you're a dick.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of tired of hearing from guys, no, you can't even...
Yeah.
I just want to put a PSA out there to those guys, which is that if you're saying that, you're a nasty, creepy motherfucker. And here's why. Because if you feel like you can't talk to women anymore, that means the way you were talking to women before was trash.
Yes.
Okay? That means what you were doing was wrong. And now you're like, meh, you can't even grab a woman booty no more. Right. Like, no, exactly. Sir. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You have a problem. I've never met a normal man who's come up to me and been like, oh, you look nice today. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't say that anymore because I don't want you to sue me. Like, people right. know the appropriate, people who have a gauge of what's appropriate and what's right. not appropriate have never lost that. It's just the people who were running amok because no one was, you know, reprimanding them that now feel stifled. It's yeah. like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. You're hurting my right to be a douche.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's
so if
the
you're
same,
saying that, know you're gross. And know we know you're gross.
It's the same thing. It's revealing for the same reasons people who are like, you can't be funny anymore.
Yeah, right.
It's like, yeah, so your brand of funny was just saying racist and sexist
right.
stuff.
The punchline was racism.
Yeah. To, you liked punching down, and we're no longer think that's as hilarious as we used to. All right, guys, let's talk about The Bachelorette. Speaking of punching down. So we're going to bring in super producer Anna Hosnier, our Bachelorette
specialist, expertise.
Because oh, this is what we're talking about. I don't want to lie. I don't want to say that this is what is being talked about in the Daily Zeitgeist writers' room. When super producer Anna Hosnier gets in the morning, she and
very late. I'm always
super
late.
super producer DJ Danil are talking about The Bachelorette and what happened. And it seems like there was some big news.
You guys, this is devastating for all of us, obviously. You know, current front runner, we still have a little bit of time to go, but potentially top fiver, Jed Wyatt, turns out he had a girlfriend this whole time.
Mm.
Devastating. So, of
how
course,
do we know that? How do we know that he had a girlfriend?
Because the girlfriend felt wronged and sold her story to People Mag, as you do. When you want to come for your reality TV boyfriend.
As you do.
Yeah.
So he is like making it through the gauntlet of Bachelorette candidacy.
Yeah, so he's a singer-songwriter from Nashville.
Okay.
And he apparently told this girlfriend that he's going on the show because it'd be good for his career. It's huge. The, you know, the amount of attention it'll bring him. And I guess she was like, all right, babe, like,
right.
I believe you, which is like, oh, honey, this is a bad, this is no, never date a guy who's going to go on a reality show specifically about falling in love
right.
and expect them to come back and honor your relationship. It's just not going to work out. So it's just very devastating because he was a fan favorite.
Mm.
You know, he was always very, he's very charismatic. He seemed like down to earth, like he would make fun of himself. He didn't seem like he took himself too seriously. And now this is a blow. This is a blow to Bachelor Nation.
Maybe he wasn't taking that relationship very seriously.
No, clearly not. Because apparently when he came back, he ghosted her.
Oh.
And that's when she was like, revenge is on.
Like an opinion.
Yeah.
Now, I just want to bring to light that they were allegedly dating for 4 months. 4 months. Mm-hmm. So was this a boo or was this a boo take all? Okay. I don't know. Because right. like, if it's hard to say somebody's in a relationship mm-hmm. as a con artist, it's hard to say that someone's in a relationship because, look, you can't ghost on a marriage. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you can, but there's paperwork. You know what
right.
I mean? There's mm-hmm. a paper trail. We gonna know that you signed some shit and said you was in a relationship with this person, but if I say we not together no more, guess what? I can just stop talking to my boyfriend tomorrow, and then I don't have a boyfriend no more.
Right.
That's how boyfriends work.
Yeah. Like, by definition.
By
yes.
definition. If I just don't see him and speak to him anymore, I don't even have to give yeah. him an explanation. We not together.
Right.
So I think that Jedediah...
Assuming it's
Jedediah.
In reality, what else could it be?
I yeah. think that he was single as a dollar bill when he went on The Bachelorette. And this girl, I mean, I guess y'all were together the night before. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm glad that she's getting her story to People Mag. I hope yeah. that she doctored all these text messages and that this is not even real. And I hope that she has a singing career that jumps off right after.
Yeah, she's also a
singer.
She's
also a singer as
yeah.
well.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is juicy. This is now.
Do it, Taylor Swift. Swift style.
Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
She got to come out with some song like The Bachelor. I don't even know. There's a song there, girl.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah, yeah.
Will you accept this rose?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I went on his Spotify and he's a horrible musician. So I was like, what did you think was going to happen? He thought this show was going to give you talent.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's a horrible musician until you get in the right hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
He just needs some auto-tune and some Lil Nas X.
Right. As we'll learn later, you can't even get a Hollywood a star if you're a reality show. So he just DQ'd himself from having a career in many ways by going on The Bachelorette.
Yeah, well.
But I don't, I agree with Lacey's analysis that, like, this doesn't necessarily mean he had a girlfriend while he was on
the
show.
Okay, but there is information that apparently they went to the Bahamas before he left and he said, I love you.
Oh.
Oh, now we're into the I love you.
You know how many people I told I love because they took me to the Bahamas?
I told everybody I loved them when I went to the Bahamas.
But,
come on now.
Yeah, we can still take, I mean, assuming the text messages aren't doctored. That is weird of him to be like, I'm just going on this to promote. Because that, I mean, that's
well,
just
he was
a douchey
like, babe,
thing to say.
If I, right. When I come back, it'll just make us stronger.
This is just good for my brand.
It's on her. Like,
well, I know. It's
she,
like,
the minute he said he was going on the show, you're like, oh, we're done then.
Right.
Yeah, surely.
Well, he also said that he was tired of his daddy having to pay his rent, okay? So he had to.
So he's going to be an independent talent show man.
Right, exactly.
I have to go be independent on this reality show.
Right. I'm sure your dad is thrilled.
Okay, I'm going to have ABC pay my rent.
Right.
So, but we don't know how it ends. He might win. That's the thing.
I would love
really
it if
kinda,
he won.
We don't know.
Right.
Mm. So the Bachelorette is somewhere just like being like, mother.
If he won, she is strangling him to death right now.
Yeah.
And he will be dead soon. We'll know if he dies in the next few days that he won. Because she's actually crazy. Like, she's known for being crazy. She calls herself Hannah Beast. So
I love
really?
It. She's the most fun Bachelorette I think there's been in a while. And she's such a significant reflection of the times changing for women. Because to get to see her just be making out and just riding on everybody.
Yeah,
like
she's also very horny.
Like a pony, honey. It's like, she's just out at the carnival on a little pony ride. Like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, she's on them. I love
it. She'll go and pick another guy, like, come on down. And
then no
she'll,
one's
like,
slut-shaming her.
Jump
at least I haven't
them.
Seen a lot of that.
No.
I'm very happy. I'm like, yeah, you better kiss on all them sexy ass men and then send them home.
Yeah, I think it's also because she's been like, I'm insane.
Right.
I'm insane. I'm a mess. And I'm also formerly Miss Alabama. So you know I'm crazy.
Right.
So,
and you know,
like,
I'm not getting an abortion when this show finishes.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm trapping someone tonight.
Right.
That's actually an interesting thing. They won't let her comment on the Alabama stuff.
Who won't? The Bachelorette?
ABC won't let her comment.
Oh, because they want everybody's money, honey.
Yeah.
They don't need the conservatives to turn the TV
off. They're like, someone asked her a question and ABC was like, cut, nope, don't answer that. Don't answer that.
So literally threw their body in
front
of
the
camera.
Camera.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And Lacey, the last time you were on, we were talking about the Dominican Republic for a couple reasons. Mm-hmm. Big Papi, the attempted assassination of Big Papi that is now being claimed was a case of mistaken identity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know. That suggests to me that maybe the media in the Dominican Republic is easy enough to manipulate that he could be like, I wasn't sleeping with anybody except my wife.
So oh, right. It must have been mistaken identity. Big Papi had that Beyonce PR team. They cleaned it up real good.
Yes, they did. But another story that you brought to my attention while we were talking about that is that there have been a lot of media reports of people dying mysteriously in the Dominican Republic mm-hmm. while on vacation, a lot of Americans dying mysteriously. And there were two stories of people having a drink from the mini bar and then dying in their hotel rooms in the Dominican Republic. And I don't know, it's now like we are hearing from mostly conservative outlets every time somebody dies in the Dominican Republic that is from the United States. So we wanted to look into this to see, is this a thing? Should we all cancel our trips to the Dominican Republic? Is the Dominican Republic canceled as a nation? So some things that jumped out to me. First of all, when you look at the statistics of like how many people die in the Dominican Republic, how many U.S. citizens die in the Dominican Republic? It's 18 people die down there on vacation, essentially, every year.
Which isn't a lot.
It's, yeah, but a lot. That's a lot of America. I mean, that's about the number I would have expected for the rate that we're finding out about every death that happens in the Dominican
exactly.
Republic.
Yeah, exactly. We're on the right track to meet 18 by 2020.
I like that you've got targets.
Right. We're on track. I can just see Lacey at the front of the conference room with the PowerPoint.
Listen.
Guys, as you can see by this latest death, we are on target to...
our numbers are looking pretty good. Listen, guys.
Out of how many? So like 18 American deaths out of a total of how many deaths?
Was it
like,
in the Dominican Republic total?
Yeah.
No, trips to the Dominican Republic
a
year.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't even usually, like, they don't keep, the reason that these are 18 people who died of non-natural causes because they don't keep track of, like, how many people die of natural causes.
Now, if you want to know how many people visit in a year, it's about 2.7 million.
So that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's probably a lot of older people.
Yeah.
Just because that's who goes on vacations for the most part. It's like
right.
a lot of retirees. And that's who is dying in a lot of these cases. There are people.
Time took them.
Right, exactly. It's like, you know, people in their 50s and 60s are who, you know, like one of the dudes who passed away was one of the more mysterious deaths because both he and his fiance were found dead together.
Right.
Yeah. So that's a happy story for you guys.
Now, the way that they reported that made it still seem sketchy because the Dominican, the coroners and the authorities there said that the man had passed away of natural causes, which when Jack looked into it, like he had cirrhosis and he had high
liver.
Blood pressure. So there are definitely some risk factors, especially if you're going on a vacation where you're going to be consuming a lot, right?
Right. Was that minibar related then, the cirrhosis?
This one they didn't say was minibar related, but the man was 63 and the woman was 49 and they said that the shock of seeing her boo dead, then caused her to die as well. We call this the notebook effect.
She died of a broken heart.
She grabbed his hand and then she was like, I too decide to die. And that's what the government reported to us. And so I think that is also very sketchy.
Is medically a thing of dying from a broken heart where you can like have that happened. It's very, very rare, but that I think they are saying it was shock or something. But either way, it just seems like it's being treated as it's one of those things that everything is going to look suspicious if you're looking for it. Like,
but if they were 27, everyone would have gone suicide pact.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Like it would have been Sid and Nancy kind of.
Right.
Well, and not even that wasn't a suicide pact. Just I am aware of that.
Right.
So just before everyone calls up and goes, that is not what happened to Nancy.
Right.
So if they were young, people would assume it was something that they.
Right. And even then, it still could have been, who knows? But like, I mean, vacations are a time when you're uniquely susceptible to death from like things that are considered natural causes, but it's like heart attacks and. You know, you eat worse, you do things your body isn't used to, you drink more. And like the number one time that people die in the United States, like just annually, is Christmas. And the media writes about it as though it's like people are dying from depression and suicide. But it's actually like what we eat and drink and like celebrate. Like celebration is what kills us. We die from like drinking too much.
Eggnog.
Yeah, too much eggnog, yeah.
Celebration is killing us.
Yeah, exactly. But that's not like a fun thing to think about. You don't like that. That's not a story that you want to hear. So
no, they want to say the Grinch took you.
Right, the Grinch shrank your heart until it couldn't pump blood through your body anymore. So I don't know. It just seems like this is maybe not a real story.
Like maybe the media is conflating this.
Yeah, and it's also you tend to see it being covered in conservative outlets, and these
with
are
fear
places.
Tactics.
Yeah, where this is you're going to have an older reader base, people who are like more likely to be going on vacation there, and also more likely to be scared of, people of color and people from Central American and South American countries and. I don't know. It seems like it's maybe more tailor-made for the audience of the New York Post who are covering this like it is a, Ebola outbreak.
Well, I'm going to say the DR is canceled.
Okay.
I'm coming out with an island, guys, so stay
stay tuned.
It's going to be way better than the
Fire
Dominican
Festival.
Republic.
Yeah.
I just been to Greece, and you can just pick them up for a few million around there.
Yeah.
So like,
just buy one.
Yeah. Because I went to where, I think it's Scorpios, where Jackie O...
Oh, wow.
Was married to Aristotle Onassis.
That's pretty cool.
And he bought like two islands, and then he bought the smaller one next to it for his son, just for a gift.
Yeah.
Right.
So why not? Yeah. Like, it's your birthday. Have an island.
Yeah.
Gonna party like you've got an island.
Right. Yeah. So when we get this island up and running, guys, I promise you, no deaths.
You'll
never hear about any deaths.
Well, speaking of people with that much money, there is a new member of the 100 Billionaire Club.
Ooh.
Lacey, you're better at saying his name than I am.
Oh, okay. This is a rich-ass name, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bernard Jean-Étienne Arnault.
Yeah.
Four names.
Yes.
When you got $1 billion, you need four names.
Gonna hazard a guess at French?
Yes, he's French.
Nailed it.
Bernard Jean-Étienne Arnault.
He is a French business magnate, investor, and art collector who joins Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates. So we were curious, like, where... So we know what Jeff Bezos got rich off of. We know what Bill Gates... Like, you can't not see the cause of their wealth. What is this dude? Like, what did he do that has changed the world? He is the chairman and chief executive of LVMH, which is Moet, Hennessy, Louis Vuitton. Like, basically all the world's luxury goods companies are owned by the same dude.
Yeah. Lacey's like, is he single now?
Right.
Is it the next question?
Because I love all these. I love Moet. I love Louis Vuitton.
Christian Dior.
Yeah, so he's self-made.
Mm-hmm.
Because his dad gave him a $15 million loan so that he could buy 97% of Christian Dior. And then he expanded his business from there.
His dad gave him a $15 million loan.
Yeah, now I don't know if he paid his daddy back, but he
pulled
got that loan
up
in
by his bootstraps.
1985.
Yeah.
1985. Oh, okay. So he's He might be a little bit too old for...
Yeah, I think
yeah, he's 70.
Mm. Although, having said that, that old sometimes older is better. Just grease the stairs and shout fire. Right? That's how that works.
Tiff, an up-and-coming scammer.
Just wondering if you're...
Give me that pin pad.
Taking notes.
Grease
on...
the stairs, okay?
Yeah, you guys are taking notes for different reasons, I think. Lacey and...
Shout fire, okay. He also owns Sephora, which I found interesting. Like, that's huge. That's a huge makeup company. He's worth $100.4 billion. Do you know what a point four is when you're talking about billions of dollars? $400 million.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I can't even fathom it. It's so such an insane amount of money. I've been thinking about this a lot recently because they're all in the space race now because they know that Earth is fucked.
Right.
So they're all trying to get up into space.
They are.
Bezos and Richard Branson, who's one of the UK, Elon Musk, my least favorite fragrance. they're all trying to get up into space. But I kind of think, like, surely there's a point where you actually do more harm if you have that much money.
Mm.
There should be a thing like the Hippocratic Oath, but for billionaires, where you have to like do no harm.
Yeah.
Because you're taking billions out of circulation, right?
Right.
And like people who work for Bezos, like Amazon employees and stuff like that, who are in the UK, I think it was last Christmas. I'm looking at Paul just to see if he could confirm this. But there was a story that they were like working such long hours and being paid so poorly that they were sleeping in tents in the wood.
Right.
So they didn't have to go home and come back. Like, yeah. So, like, the you know, if you have that amount of money, you have to be doing some philanthropy. Like, Gates is, you know, like, there are people that are trying to do good or put money back
but
in.
But not enough. Right. No one not needs enough. $1 billion. No
J.K.
One
Rowling unbillionaired herself, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, because she gave it away. Because she has a heart. Women, that's our only weakness, is we're kind of still good and human.
yeah, I feel bad for you guys. It's tough. Must be difficult. Yeah, but if there was a Hippocratic Oath for billionaires, there would be no billionaires. It would be a contradiction of terms.
Yeah, because there should not be a billionaire.
Yeah, that's the question of whether there's a way to become a billionaire ethically is...
no way.
Yeah, it's just not... It can't happen, I don't think. Well, let's talk about Elaine Chao. She is Mitch McConnell's wife, and she is the Secretary of Transportation. And she is also a massive fucking grifter. So I thought
pew, pew, pew.
I wanted to bring her before the expert to kind of get your thoughts on Elaine Chao. So she owns stock in a huge gravel company, gravel like the stuff we build roads out of, and she signed an ethics agreement saying she would divest from that since ethics people were like, Are you fucking kidding me? The stock for this company that she owns like a massive share in goes up every time someone mentions the word infrastructure week. And like that's what she's in charge of now. So she basically gets to, by controlling policy, determine how well her stock does.
I smell a conflict.
Yeah, it's a massive conflict of interest. And she was like, yeah, of course it's a massive conflict of interest. That's why I'm going to divest, guys. And then it took her like 6 months to divest. And while that was happening, she made $400,000 off of her.
She just said infrastructure on repeat.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
In every interview, she's like, infrastructure and also infrastructure. And you know why we're talking about it, infrastructure?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if she divested, I wouldn't be shocked if there's some kind of sneaky way where on paper it doesn't look like she owns stock in this, but she's still getting like major kickbacks for the success of this company. We about to have all gravel roads everywhere. We're going to get rid of grass.
It's just like the stuff that they do in the Trump administration is just more transparent versions of the things that are already happening. Like normally what you would do is you would have this job and then go and become like the chairman of the board at a gravel company and make money off of that. But she's doing it at the same time. And it's just an amazing like lack of effort at being like, they're just like, I don't,
they don't even care, but they don't
have to.
What the fuck
are you gonna do? Yeah, they
like,
really don't.
Trump has been so unethical that he's really opened the floodgates to politicians being able to frolic as who they truly are.
Right.
Which frolic, I love that. It sounds like they're on a beach.
Yes.
I don't want to think about any of them on a beach.
Just picturing Mitch McConnell frolicking through a field in the nude.
Listen, we know, she's like, my solution to ocean cleanup, make the ocean a gravel road.
Right. So she also used her position to set up meetings between her family's company and the Chinese government. Her family are Chinese shipping like magnates. They have a huge shipping company. And this is actually interesting because people, there was a story at a certain point during the midterms where people were like, wait, so Mitch McConnell has made the most money in the past like 10 years. And people were wondering if it was because he had done something corrupt, and it was actually because he married Elaine Chao, and she is like a huge shipping heir and has tons and tons of money. But she is still, you know, trying to use her position in shady ways to enrich her and her family. So, yeah.
Well, look, if Ivanka Trump can be doing it.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's where you're setting the example from.
Yeah. Although her shoe line did go out of business. Shout out to that, because I told y'all those shoes are narrow. it's weird that the government has become our new gold rush.
Right.
Like, oh, everyone's yeah. like, we got to get involved in politics so we can make this money.
Mm-hmm. They are probably quietly the most powerful and corrupt people in Washington, or among them, because, you know, McConnell has huge power, and now she has incredible power, and the Democrats are kind of hesitant about going after her with investigations because her husband's Mitch McConnell. So if you go after her with investigations, he can be a complete asshole, a complete cock knocker, I believe, known as. So
I think also the level of scam that's happening here is probably beyond the everyday person's comprehension.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
yeah.
it takes so much to, like, with Trump, it's like, okay, he's got like the pussy grabbing and like all the basic things that we're like, well, we know that's wrong. But then these things have so many roots and layers to them. And they're violating things that I think are codified in a way. You know what I mean? Like our whole legal system is super codified. That's why we have lawyers. Cause it's like, you can't read a document on your own and nothing's in labels, like layman's terms. Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, I think that a lot of people will never understand truly how unethical this is. So it will continue.
That's why privilege stays with the privileged. Right.
Right.
Because there's secret codes and it's shrouded. Is
yeah.
that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Like for. So, yeah. So most people just wouldn't even question it.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, what? And then when you actually put it out in simple, like layman's terms, I guess is the best way, you know, to say, no, this is what's happening. They're making money off of this. And then increasing their own stock by talking about it publicly in
right.
their political role, et cetera, et cetera. And once you start kind of doing that, people could get a bit more of a scope of it. But most people, like you say, just wouldn't. Like in the UK, it's etiquette. It's conversations around money and shares and stocks, or like how you eat, like just knowing where you put your money to make more money, or
right.
how that information is just not given in like state comprehensive schools.
Right.
Whereas then you meet people who are like super rich and they're like, oh no, well you have to go in this high interest over here and this, and then you separate this and you run this business and it's all, this is tax deductible and this is, and you're like, oh, that's why you're so rich.
Yeah. In America, they go to the Harvard Business School, which is like finishing school for millionaire, you know, people who are going to just move things around and get extremely rich off of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is. It's like its own little game.
Yeah, that's like Eton, or like, I suppose, Oxford and Cambridge, but more like kind of Eton is where the royals and our possible new prime minister. It's devastating. The two possibilities for Prime Minister, oof, Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt, the latter sort of single-handedly trying to destroy the NHS, and also came out to try and shore up, sorry, I know this is slightly off topic, but it's very annoying, came out to shore up support from like Christian groups or religious groups. But he came out and said, I would lower the abortion limits to 12 weeks.
Wow.
He's like, I know it's nothing I can do as prime minister. And I was like, huh, that's interesting, because I would actually like raise them to however old Jeremy Hunt is.
Right.
but it was all done in order to like kind of shore up support on the right, because it's nothing you can actually do. But the privileged background of like Boris Johnson, he went to Eton and then he was part of the Bullingdon Club, you know. So this was always going to happen.
Yeah.
He's from a super, everyone in his family is kind of in politics pretty much.
Right.
And they're like a super privileged family. And that's how that goes. That power goes to power.
Yeah.
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 I mean, that's awesome. Why we all have to step up our scams. I don't steal. I misappropriate funds.
There you go.
Right.
All right. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back, and let's talk about the Beatles, guys. There's a new movie coming out called Yesterday. Lacey, you've seen it.
Yes.
I've seen a trailer for it, so I've basically seen it.
No, you really have.
So the premise is basically that the power goes out in the whole world, and when it comes back on, nobody remembers who the Beatles were except for this one dude who remembers all their songs, and he gets to pretend like he wrote all the Beatles music. And people are like, wow, those songs are really great. So I just wanted to talk about the Beatles briefly because I really like Beatles music. I have even a new respect for them because having like little kids and introducing them to music, Beatles songs are really easy to get kids into because it's basically like children's music. Like the songs that they wrote are like extremely simple, but also just like are as simple and easy to like get into and memorize as like campfire songs a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But the way they're used culturally in America is like as the pep rally music for aging hippies and like baby boomers to just like they used You Have to Admit It's Getting Better as like the theme song for HP ads when it was like, yes, technology, we're gonna make the world better and we're solving all our problems. And you know, I feel like Beatles music was used as like pretty much everywhere during the 90s and early 2000s as like everything's great and the baby boomers have solved everything. And here's a picture of John Lennon. Apple computers are cool. Don't worry about it. So this is just another example of their music being appropriated by aging hippies, in this case, Danny Boyle. But it's also another example of, so there's this history of movies, like I've noticed it in Back to the Future, where people like to create a revisionist history where people of color are stealing rock and roll music from white people instead of white people stealing it from people of color. So in Back to the Future, they have like that part where Marty McFly's on stage playing Johnny B. Good and Chuck Berry's cousin calls Chuck and says, "Hey, it's your cousin Marvin, you know, Marvin Berry," just in case you weren't clear on who that was. And then it's like, "You know that new sound you were looking for? Well, listen to this." So like he hasn't even thought, he's just looking for the idea of rock and roll, and Marty McFly, a white teenager, gives it to him and he steals it, and that's how rock and roll came about. And obviously that's not like insane. nobody watched that and was like, "Oh, that's how rock music happened." But it's still like more well known, like that version of things is still like probably more embedded in the American consciousness than the true story of how like rock music came from blues and was stolen from, you know, people of color like Muddy Waters and all these people who were studied by white rock musicians and then just made it palatable to other white people by just being white. And so this is another example of this, because the dude who is the only one who can remember Beatles music is a person of color also. And like he is stealing the idea for the music. And then Lacey, you were saying at the climax, he like,
"Well, I don't want to ruin it."
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And let's do a spoiler here, because they treat his theft of Beatles music as if it's a crime, like as though it is like a dishonest thing, instead of just being like, "Yeah, I must have hallucinated the Beatles like for my whole life." But right. that never comes up. He's not like, "I must just be creatively brilliant." He instead is like, "I feel so bad and
he
guilty."
He never questions his own sanity.
Right.
At any point. It's not like Back to the Future where they're like, "Oh, we discovered this new sound." Like the white people automatically assume because they, but this is also just a white consciousness thing. Like white people right. love to see something and then assume they made it.
Right.
It's a thing that they do about everything. That's and this is why cultural appropriation is annoying. And I know that there's so many white people out there. I feel for you white people who you're like, "Oh my God, we can't dance, we can't make a song, we can't go out and hey, I don't know, get in a march." Like
no,
I get
we
it.
We can't dance, by the way.
Go ahead. I get it. Cuz I think to the everyday white person, as a white myself, at least on the phone and right now
tell
through
it,
your
Lacey,
ears.
Tell it. Tell it.
Through you don't know if I'm white. You yeah. don't know. I might be white, guys. So as a white, I'm telling you I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's annoying as an everyday person to have to hear about cultural appropriation. The only real issue that people of color have with it is that white people make the most money from everyone else's culture. White people make the most money from everyone else's culture. White people take things from other people's culture and they monetize them. And then the people who made it get no money. That's right. Why they're mad. That's why everyone's mad. Okay,
yeah.
So
or
just,
credit
yeah.
or anything.
But yeah,
yeah,
but fuck credit money. Yeah. A lot of money is made. You know, I heard kids talking about the Fortnite dances. They call the shoot the Fortnite dance. That's oh, not yeah. the Fortnite dance. Negroes made that dance, okay?
Right.
And you know what? They don't get payment for you downloading it so that you can use it during Fortnite.
Right.
So just know that it's not about like people wanting to whine about, you know, cultural appropriation or even the dislike of white people. We love white people. I consume everything white every day. I get on Facebook. I love the white man's internet. I'm just saying we want to make a little money off of it. So this movie does that same thing where it's like, "Oh, this brown person knows that they stole this music from the Beatles."
Right, from the Beatles.
And they feel bad because right. they should.
Yeah.
So there wasn't even a little flip in the story to kind of say, "By the way,
right,
this was all influenced by," like, there isn't
no,
a,
no,
it's not that knowing.
It's not a spoiler to say that. There's no...
There's no wink and nod to the fact that the Beatles stole their music from other, like, influences of other people of color.
which is a little exhausting. I like the Beatles music a lot, so yeah. It was nice to just like hear a bunch of it in a movie for sure.
Yeah, I just think I just hate what's been done with it, with the Beatles music. I just think it's like such a huge influence in really whack parts of American culture. And like, I don't know.
I mean, the music is very sanitized. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's happy.
No one's going to be offended by it. It's sunny.
Yeah.
There's no controversial Beatles song, is there?
I think as they went along, they got a bit more kind of edgy. Right. All that early kind of, is it 50s and 60s kind of,
yeah.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all of now that kind we of stuff. Owe $100 million.
Paul McCartney himself will show up here and shake us
down. You're not allowed to use the words she, loves, and you in that order.
Right. Consecutively? No.
Did he get it back?
No.
I thought Michael Jackson had all the back catalog.
I think he did.
Maybe that was his
of
way of clawing it back.
Right. He bought it all back.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know. It seems like a lame movie. I also am not a huge fan of the filmmaker Danny Boyle, who made
What's your beef with Boyle? He's Scottish.
What else
we got
he
a
make?
Scott in we got a Scott in the room.
Slumdog Millionaire.
He's not Scottish. Oh, look at me saying he's Scottish, and I presume that
because
he had
of Trainspotting.
Scottish. Well, I thought he had Scottish I know he doesn't have a Scottish accent, but I thought he had Scottish parents.
Huh. Maybe.
Although Boyle is an Irish surname.
Can't trust
that. Should we look that up?
What else did he make?
He made Trainspotting. He made...
Sunshine? Was that Sunshine?
Yeah.
Sunshine.
And he made Slumdog Millionaire in 127 hours. Slumdog Millionaire is my main...
I have a bit of love for Danny Boyle in that when we did the Olympics in 2012, he did a big homage to the NHS.
Yeah.
So that was one of my, like, Danny... I reserve... Like, he made a full point of kind of celebrating one of the best things that the UK has ever done.
Right.
Like, which is have healthcare.
Yeah. And it's good healthcare.
That was actually pretty cool, yeah.
I don't know if I can go back to the UK without getting stopped by by the border.
Why, you got a lot
for your free healthcare.
Yeah, I stole a bunch of free healthcare from the UK when I was living there. This is the truth.
Really?
This is a true fact. I had surgery when I was living in London, and I was like, ooh, this is all
then.
So free. Yeah. This is great. But I wasn't a citizen. I was there on a visa. And so then like the hospital was calling like, you owe us $13,000. And I was like, I ain't giving y'all money. Mm.
You got like new organs and stuff, like organ transplants from the...
Do you know Michelle Buteau? Do you guys know Michelle Buteau? Comic?
Yeah.
She has a really brilliant bit about like, you want to see my Dutch husband cross a road in New York. Like Europeans don't give a fuck because they get free healthcare. They're so risky.
Right.
Just like compared to Americans.
Right.
Like,
yeah. They don't follow
the risk,
walk sign.
We just take like, we're like, yeah, sure. I'll just pop into the hospital and just get this fixed.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to hate on Danny Boyle. Actually.
No, you're totally allowed to. I would just say I reserve a little bit of love for him for that. He will always hold a special place in my
life. I don't have like an authentic reason for hating Slumdog Millionaire other than I think it's a terrible movie. but like, and I think like people loved it. It's one of the only movies that people like seem to genuinely love the world over that I was just like fully disconnected from the zeitgeist on. I was like, I don't see where this is coming from at all.
Haven't seen it.
He's British.
That says he's British. Yeah, but see, people say that. Well, I am British, and that my dad is Scottish. My mum's family are from Wales.
He was born in Radcliffe, Lancashire, England.
So he doesn't have.
Yeah. Well.
Well, sorry about that. Anyway, I got that so wrong.
So overall, Lacey, though, two thumbs up, right? On Yesterday, great movie.
No, Yesterday is poop.
Did you watch Yesterday? That's the important question.
Did I watch Yesterday? No, it was the day before Yesterday. That would have been nice. Yeah. I watched it a couple days ago. It's going to disappoint you. So if you go in with like limited expectations, then maybe you'll be mildly entertained. But it was almost a good movie, but then it wasn't.
I bet the soundtrack's pretty good, right?
The soundtrack's pretty decent. I don't know if you've heard of any of it.
like one of the scenes from the trailer is him like playing Let It Be for the first time on the piano for his family, and his family like doesn't get why it's so great, but Let It Be is a good song, so it's always fun to watch someone play that on the piano. I just don't know why we need to, you know, fully change the history. It's almost like a body switching movie where he switches bodies with a person, like, because the whole like lights go out and right. come back on and suddenly things are different.
Who thing is the guy named John in the Beatles? John Lennon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Who's alive from the Beatles
Paul
right
McCartney.
Now?
Paul McCartney.
I know Paul
and Ringo Starr.
I know
Ringo
Paul Starr, McCartney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so I know Paul McCartney. I used to wait on Paul McCartney in the Hamptons. He's very nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But
no big deal.
NBD. No. I was his personal waiter. He would ask for me. Mm. I was. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. And damn. I never stole anything from him. So Ringo is still alive. Didn't Ringo have some kind of issue where he like was beating on his wife or something?
Am I going crazy? So. Yeah.
No. Who? That's John Lennon?
Yeah, John Lennon.
Okay.
We just keep finding out that John Lennon was a shitty person like, over and over again.
McCartney keeps getting better and better because it was always seen as way cooler to like John.
John
I think
Lennon,
it's fair to
yeah.
say for ages. And then actually, but like all of McCartney's other projects and stuff, you know.
Kind of
love like Band on the Run.
Yeah.
And you like Stella McCartney and Linda McCartney and like...
Right.
So, like, McCartney just got cooler and cooler and cooler.
Right.
Which is the reverse of normally what happens as rock stars age. You begin to find out more and more.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened with John. Whereas Paul has just kind of got, like, he's sort of evergreen.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul.
All right, let's talk about how we do fame on this side of the Atlantic. The Walk of Fame. There's... renewed interest in whether Donald Trump should have a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. So the Hollywood City Council had a vote and said, no, he should not. We should get rid of it. And the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce has fully just ignored that vote, which I guess is like most city council votes of any type. They just kind of get ignored. So one question that people had is like why he has one to begin with, since he is only known for being a reality star and also a rich guy in Home Alone 2, which by the way.
Oh, and an episode of Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah, which freaked me out when I saw him on there. I was like, he was on this? Samantha had a meeting with him.
Yeah, like they flirted across the bar. Or something.
Yeah.
Hi, Donald.
Donald Trump. I want some of that Trump.
So it turns out you basically buy yourself a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It costs $30,000 mm-hmm. to get yourself nominated, and then they'll pretty much vote you in if you pay them enough money. Absolute Vodka has a star.
Come on.
L'Oreal has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. but like one of the rules that they hold kind of steadfast to is that you can't get a Hollywood star as a reality star. And like, so people have been like, why would Trump have it? And they claim it's because of his work as a producer for the Miss America pageant. That's why he has a Hollywood star.
I think that they're not going to take his star away because it's just like the internet. Like, if you're a negative troll, you're still giving people more visibility and more views and more likes by being negative. So Donald Trump's star getting constantly defaced and people constantly visiting it, that is driving traffic to the Walk of Fame.
Literal
and that's
traffic.
The whole point yeah. of the Walk of Fame in the first place.
Yeah. Was that an explosion for a truth bomb?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
Thank you, Jen. But yeah, so they're like, love it or hate it, like people are still coming to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, so they're never going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And it has to be like policed now. They've had people like, you know, around it because it gets defaced so often now.
Somebody put up a golden toilet on it. Someone put it behind prison bars. Someone built a little wall around it. And somebody smashed it to smithereens with a pickaxe. So, yeah, the ultimate point is that it is basically a cheap way to buy a publicity stunt, getting a Hollywood Walk of Fame star, and it's not.
So all
worth
we need is that $15 million loan from our parents,
right?
Yeah,
and that's we can it. All get one.
That's right.
Yeah. I plan on buying it. I will have a $30,000 star at some point in my life.
The thing that I found,
I'll be like, thank you so much. Who gave this to me? Oh my God! I'm gonna act like I had nothing to do with it.
The thing that I found most offensive about this, one chamber representative said, somebody asked, or I guess Kanye was saying that Kim Kardashian should get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame since she is like one of the most famous people in the world
she
right
should.
Now. And the person from the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce said, she needs to get a real acting job, then come to us.
She has had a real acting job. Right. She was in that Tyler Perry movie. She was in that Ray J movie. my girl got credits.
I know. And I mean, her performance was very convincing.
Convincing. Yeah. In all of them.
Yeah.
In all of them.
So she can't have it because she's a reality star.
Yes. Is
Paris Hilton got one then? Because she was in House of Wax. Was it House of Wax?
Yeah, she was in that little horror film. You're right. Yeah. I don't know, but I think that they are going to have to change that because Cardi B started out as a reality TV star. She was on Love and Hip Hop, and now she's a Grammy Award winning artist. Like, what do you mean? Like, people do reality TV show like it's nothing now.
Right.
But she's got the Grammys, I guess, and the music. So there you go. Because of that, you can have
she'll
it.
Be a recording artist.
So what's the litmus?
Kim can't get it for being a lawyer.
Right. So that can't be your only qualification as being a reality star, I think.
Okay.
So you have to have something in the arts.
But the whole thing is just complete bullshit, is I guess the point. It's just like that guy's claim is that because he thinks Kim Kardashian isn't culturally of value, but then Donald Trump is of value because of what?
People need to stop hating on Kim K, and I hate that I'm saying this. I say it's a double-edged sword. On one hand, stealing from everyone, making money off of it, cultural appropriation, we talked about it. But on the other hand, like, y'all are just mad because she's a beautiful woman who made money, essentially started making money from sex, and then made money in a lot of different ways. And nobody wants to see it like a quote-unquote hoe win, but hoes is winning. And I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her. So they need to give her her star because she's so culturally relevant. Come on.
Oh,
she's,
my God,
like, world famous. Like, you can't deny it.
Well, I know that she's doing this. She wants to be like her dad, who got OJ off, not in a way. That was me doing a masturbating sign. But
she made a wanking.
But it was kind of like, oh, so she's been championing, trying to get people out of like who've been wrongfully imprisoned.
She's
and
got
stuff.
People out of jail.
So that's all pretty good. But then it kind of lands with, and it's all going to be a TV series. And you're like, does everything have to be televised? Because you can do this and you can do some good and you can use your platform and your position. But why do we need to see a TV series about it? Then it just becomes like fodder.
Right. I mean, I think at the end of the day, the black women are getting out of jail. So I don't care if they're on TV. And hell, it might help them because ex-cons, like, you don't get jobs when you come out of jail. And we all know that. So maybe now the black woman can also be selling some makeup and some lipsticks. you know, so hey.
Yeah. Unlike Kylie Jenner. Like, just admit that you've had surgery.
Right.
That's the thing. You can't be mad at Kim for looking that way. She paid a lot of money for it. And actually what it means is that anyone can.
Right.
If you can just get some money for surgery, you can all look
amazing.
Yeah, everyone could. You know, it's just a choice, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
If you want to.
Tiff, it's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah.
Thanks. I can't believe I ended the show defending
That's how you're going to go
number
down.
Number one Kardashian stand.
That's going to be your cultural
oh my God.
Contribution, I think. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Tiff Stevenson Comic and Twitter at Tiff Stevenson. I'm better on Twitter because it's words. I'm not so good on the pictures, but hey.
Oh, your pictures are great. I follow you on Instagram.
Oh, thanks. Yes, I follow you as well. Also, I'm doing a show. Am I allowed to plug a show I'm doing?
Yeah, of course.
I'm doing a show in LA. I'm doing a preview of my new Edinburgh Fringe show, and it's called Mother. And I'm doing it at the Lyric Hyperion on the 1st of July.
Yes.
So come along to that.
Awesome. The Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year, people need to go see that shit.
Yes.
Because we have Jamie Loftus is going to be there. You're going to be there. Lots of really cool shows.
Yes, Cameron Esposito was going to be in the same venue as me, but I think that's not happening now. But I think Emmy Blotnick, I think there's a few Americans coming over. More and more. Oh, Jenna, my friend Jenna Friedman, who's excellent. So she's going to be out there as well. So I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Awesome. And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Yes, Amy Miller, who I follow. Do you guys know Amy Miller?
Yeah, comedian. She's been on a number of times.
Yeah, I think she's so funny. I really like her. And she did a tweet the other day saying, if you want to see a baby poke itself in the eye, just say to it, where's your eye? so it's just silly. And she's funny. And
that is awesome.
Yeah, I really like Amy.
I can't wait to try that out.
Jackson, go home to his kids immediately.
Lacey, where can people find you?
Ooh, so you guys know you can find me on the internets at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey, on all platforms. And guys, if you want updates on Scam Goddess, we're going to start to record the first episode we've already recorded, so it's going to come out soon. It's Scam Goddess Pod on Twitter and on Instagram. And guys, July 10th on Pop TV. If you love Schitt's Creek, then you know where to find us. I am the lead in a show called Florida Girls, and it comes out July 10th. So, guys, please watch. And then a tweet that I have been enjoying is, you kind of need a visual on this, so go look up Chucky right now. But the new Chucky movie, Hollywood done got to Chucky. This motherfucker done got Botox, an eyebrow lift, a facelift, and fillers. And this comes from Cotty Dawn. And then I clicked into the comments, and it got even funnier. People said, it's Chuckyana. Bust down, Chuckyana. I was chilling with my knife, Cuttyana. So thank you so much for that, Cotty Dawn.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. A tweet I enjoyed at Mutable Joe tweeted, the idea that the quote ideal beach body just means being thin or buff is so unimaginative. Surely the ideal beach body would have a powerful lobster claw, arm flaps to act as a windbreak, and a sand repellent anus. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Super producer Anna Hosniak, what song are we going to ride out on today?
I'm going to recommend a song by Billie Eilish off her new album. I think I've been quoted on Twitter saying I'm too old to understand her aesthetic choices.
Right.
But boy, do I love her music, and her new album is fire. Is that what the kids say? Okay. This song is called Bad Guy, and I really like it. Mm-hmm. It is poppin'.
Yes, gets it. I love it.
Yeah.
To show my age, I thought her name was pronounced Billie Eilish.
It might be. I say Eilish because I know I have an Irish friend in Europe who goes by Eilish, and she spells it very similarly, but I think it is Eilish, actually.
Okay. All
my
right.
bad.
You
guys,
look
my
like
culture
an idiot
is
now.
Showing.
And she's whisper, isn't she?
Yeah.
It's got a bit of the touch of the ASMR about it.
Yeah.
But can I recommend something off the back of that track?
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I know we're finished. But the reason I found that track is because someone had sent a clip to the Always Sunny account on Instagram, and they'd taken that scene, you know, where Charlie dances at Dennis when they've taken loads of drugs and he's just taking his eyeballs out and he swallows them. They've remixed that to the Billie Eilish song, and it's very, very funny.
All right.
I didn't see that.
Well, we are going to ride out on that. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And we will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Bye.
I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.